Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. The news from the Gulf Coast is still soaking in. No pun intended. I haven't seen any pictures or television coverage yet. Just news on the radio. And the news has been bad. As I came home from eastern Nebraska earlier in the week, I was able to buy gas along the interstate for $2.54. When I got home, Beth told me it was over $3 in town. My first thoughts were how our family was going to deal with this. Living out of town a ways, it can be a real challenge to cut back on trips. I called a neighbor, who also has kids driving in every day to school, and hopefully we can work together and adjust schedules to make it work. I needed to check cattle Thursday morning. Instead of hooking up the trailer to haul my horse the 6 miles north to pasture, I saddled up and rode. The horse needs the miles anyway. Even after getting up there and checking everything pretty close, spending some time putting a neighbor's yearling heifer back, fixing a tank float and a little fence, I still made it home in around 4 hours, and the horse still had enough energy after a 15-mile ride to be spooking at stuff in the road ditch. I don't think I hurt her any. Thursday evening, I had the chance to visit with Nebraska Lieutenant Governor Rick Sheehy. He told me that the geographical area that was directly affected by the storm is larger than the state of Nebraska. I was disturbed when he told me that the National Guard troops going to serve from our area are military police. It's easy to wonder what the world is coming to. After I got by the point of saying that it was crazy to build a city next to the Gulf that is below sea level, and wondering how some folks have enough energy to loot and pillage if there isn't any water to drink or food to eat, I began to realize that these are our people. When I wonder why they would want to stay in a part of the world that they are in, I think of the roots that I have here in Nebraska. I'm sure their roots go just as deep. I'm sure that some who have nothing to go back to will move on, and I am just as sure that some will go back and pick up the pieces and start over. I'd like to share a poem that I wrote quite a few years back. It in no way compares with the scope of disaster that Americans along the Gulf Coast are dealing with, though at the time, I could not see how things could have been much worse. The storm is finally over. The snow is mostly gone. Death losses have been figured. Conclusions have been drawn. The calves are coming less steady now. The season is near the end. With the moisture and some sunshine, green grass is just around the bend. This round has been a whole lot rougher. It won't be no banner year, but you can bet your banker's dollar next season we will still be here. You see, I have this pen of heifers. Might be the best I've ever had. It will soon be time to breed 'em. Next year won't be as bad. It's easy to spot the ones that are in this game to stay. They know next calving season is just 300 days away. As we were digging out from that storm, I remember a phone call from her county agent wondering what the government could do to help. What they came up with was offering a low-interest loan. I chose to sell the cows that had lost calves and pay down the loan I already had. Those folks along the Gulf Coast don't have that option. The government can only do so much. Lives will be rebuilt one life at a time. Some will be destroyed by this. Some will dig in and come through it stronger than before. We need to do what we can to let them know they are not alone. These are our people.